cloud tagging strategy that actually works for finance resource tagging is the foundation of cloud cost accountability. But most tagging strategies fail because they're designed for engineering, not finance. Here's how to build a tagging taxonomy that finance teams can actually use. Ask the FinOps community what the most important thing you can do to improve cloud cost management is, and you'll hear the same answer: tag your resources properly. This is correct. It is also incomplete. The reason most tagging strategies fail is that they're designed as engineering conventions rather than financial control structures. Engineers tag resources for operational purposes: environment, application name, deployment ID. These tags are useful for infrastructure management. They're insufficient for cost attribution, budget management, or any reporting that finance needs to do. A tagging strategy for finance is a different thing. It defines the minimum set of tags required to answer the questions that matter for cost accountability, budget variance, and executive reporting. And it enforces that minimum consistently across every resource that appears on the bill. The four tags finance actually needs cost center. This is the most important tag for finance and the one most commonly missing from engineering-designed taxonomies. The value should be a GL cost center code that maps directly to your chart of accounts. When Cost Explorer or any cost management tool filters by this tag, the output should be directly usable for budget variance analysis without a separate translation step. Owner: the person or team responsible for the cost this resource generates. The value should be an email address or team identifier that can receive anomaly alerts. When a cost spike occurs, this tag determines who gets notified. This is the routing mechanism for accountability. Environment: the deployment tier, prod, staging, dev, or equivalent. This tag is critical for P&L classification. Production costs are cost of revenue. Development costs may be R&D. Without this tag, finance cannot make this classification without manual resource by resource review. Product: which product or product line this resource supports. For organizations with multiple products, this enables per-product cost reporting and unit economics. Even for single-product companies, this tag provides a foundation for future expansion and more granular attribution. These four tags answer the core finance questions: what did we spend, the bill, on which product, product tag, for which environment, environment tag, attributed to which GL code, cost center tag, and owned by whom, owner tag. Why engineering-only tagging fails finance engineering teams that design tagging taxonomies for operational purposes often include tags like app, version, deployment ID, and cluster. These are useful for correlating infrastructure with deployments, but they don't answer finance's questions. The specific failures: no GL mapping. Engineering tags often use team names or application names, not GL cost center codes. Finance has to maintain a separate mapping table from team name to cost center, which degrades over time as team names change. No environment signal. Engineering environments are often named inconsistently: prod, production, live, PRD, across different teams. Finance needs a normalized, enforced set of environment values to do COGS versus R&D classification. No owner routing. Operational tags often identify the responsible service, not the responsible human or team. Anomaly alert routing requires an email address or team identifier, not a microservice name. Inconsistent application: engineering tagging is often applied manually and inconsistently. Resources created through infrastructure as code have tags. Resources created manually in the console often don't. Finance needs complete coverage, not partial. Enforcement, the step most organizations skip. A tagging taxonomy without enforcement is a recommendation. Resources are still created without required tags, and the cost attribution is still incomplete. A WS provides two mechanisms for enforcement: service control policies, SCPs, organizational level policies that can deny the creation of resources without required tags. an SCP that denies EC2 run instances, unless the cost center, owner, and environment tags are present, prevents untagged EC2 instances from being created. This is the most direct enforcement mechanism. A WS config rules. Config rules can flag resources that violate tagging requirements after creation. This is detection rather than prevention. The resource is created, but a finding is generated. Config rules are useful for catching IAC configurations that miss required tags and for resources, like auto-created resources, that can't be controlled at creation time. The right combination, SCP enforcement for the resources where it's feasible, EC2, RDS, Lambda, EBS, config detection for resources where creation time prevention isn't possible. Handling tagging debt. Most organizations have existing resources without proper tags. The question is, how to handle this backlog without blocking the primary enforcement work? Prioritize by cost. Focus: tagging remediation on your top 20 resources by monthly cost. These are the resources where correct attribution matters most. Use AWS Tag Editor. The AWS Tag Editor in resource groups allows bulk tagging across resource types and regions. You can filter for untagged resources and apply tags in bulk. Set a remediation deadline. Give teams 60-90 days to tag all existing resources with a communication that after the deadline, untagged resources will appear on an unallocated spend report reviewed in monthly finance meetings. The financial visibility creates the incentive. The deadline creates urgency. Distinguish can't tag from didn't tag. Some AWS resources can't be tagged, certain auto-created networking resources, some managed service components. Document these explicitly as exceptions. Everything else has no legitimate excuse. Cost Defender reads the tags your team applies and surfaces cost attribution, anomalies, and recommendations at the cost center and owner level, making the investment in tagging discipline immediately visible in finance reporting.